RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Paul Gallant and Chris Partee in for John and for Reggie on a football Friday. Texans Chargers tomorrow. You can hear the game right here on Sports Radio 610. What are the games that the Texans need to pay attention to this weekend that affect their playoff position? Well, first, the Texans clinch a playoff spot with a win or a tie against the Chargers. If the Colts lose or tie against the Jaguars, they also clinch a spot.
Yep.
If Houston loses and Indy wins, that sets up a do-or-die Week 18 game, much like you had back in 2023 between the Texans and Colts, this one at least at NRG Stadium, as opposed to in Indianapolis. So, those are the scenarios. I think as far as winning the division, this is where it gets tricky.
Yeah.
Do you want the Jacksonville Jaguars to lose to the Colts and potentially set up a do-or-die game in Week 18? It'll be very interesting because obviously the Texans-Chargers game is on Saturday. But if the Texans lose, I think they would still have a chance to win the AFC South if they get a little bit of help from the Indianapolis Colts to set up that Week 18 game. I don't know if I really don't know what's going to happen between the Colts and Jaguars. I think the Colts have been surprisingly frisky with Phillip Rivers under center. The Jaguars are arguably the second hottest team in the AFC, or maybe as hot.
They've
if
been
not hotter
rolling
than the Texans ever since that loss that they had to Davis Mills, up 19 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But basically, what I want to happen tomorrow: the Texans win, they're in. Colts are out. I want the Colts to have enough of a pulse to actually put the Jaguars on their ass, because in the last week of the year, if you win, and if the Jaguars win, you got the same record going into it, you win the AFC South. There's still a shot.
It's a slim shot, but there is still a shot.
Yep.
They're going to need help. The way I've always looked at it is just handle your business. Texans go out and win this game against the Chargers. It's now, obviously, that's easier said than done, but you really can't be worried about what everybody else has to do in order to help you. They have a chance to do it themselves. Get in. Just get in. You really just want to get in. We just talked about them potentially making a wild card run.
Yep.
Just get in. Win your game. Beat the Chargers again like you did last season in the playoffs. send them on their way, and then we'll see what happens next week.
But we don't do that here. We only win the AFC South in Houston. Okay?
Hey.
That's how we do it, and I don't ever want to be a wild card team. What is that?
Understood.
That's for pores.
What is even a wild card?
Yeah, I don't
That's fine. How many AFC title games have they been to?
Zero.
Okay, so
we don't.
Maybe we try another way this time. Maybe we try another way.
You got to win all the games on the road. No. Come on. What are we talking about here? No, you want to win the AFC South.
Sometimes you play a little better when your back's against the wall.
I guess, but it's our God given right. The AFC South
is
it? Ours.
Yeah. It is, huh? Yeah.
God wills it. Hey. It's our right. It is our right. I've been saying this for years. You know, that like the division doesn't matter, and even if you're a game behind the Jaguars, like it's ours. And I'm hoping that the man upstairs takes time away from definitely more important issues and focuses on making Philip Rivers have grandfather strength on Sunday to, even if the Texans win against the Chargers, to eliminate Indianapolis, give the Colts that dub so that the Texans could theoretically win the AFC South.
AFC South champs 3 years in a row, Brian.
Well, doesn't matter, Brian.
It's not impossible, but just go out and win. Don't worry about what everybody else has to do.
No, I worry about that.
Ah, well, hey.
Because yeah, I want my AFC South.
You want your AFC title, huh?
Yeah.
You want your AFC South banner.
Yeah, baby.
The ninth one.
We had some games yesterday in the Loop Sports Radio 610 on a football Friday. Cowboys 30, Commanders 23. Actually, a pretty entertaining game considering that Washington was down to Josh Johnson, journeyman quarterback who's played for literally 359 teams. He was bad in this game, all things considered.
He was bad in this game.
I mean, of all the backup quarterbacks that we saw yesterday that were third stringers who played, and we saw three. We saw it in Minnesota. We saw it in Kansas City. He was the best of the third string
quarterbacks.
That's just
despicable.
What?
That is despicable.
How is it despicable?
Well, no, that we had to see that many third-string quarterbacks on Christmas.
Next man up. It's the National Football League. Team game. Team
Next
game, Chris.
Man up.
Next
My
man
ass.
Up.
The backup QB is the most luxurious job in football until you actually have to, you know, go in there.
Well, then what is the third string? Until you actually have to play. Yeah, exactly. Now.
Max Brosmer is terrible.
He's not good.
We'll get to Max Brosmer. No. Josh Johnson did all right.
I like what he did.
He did all right.
Shout out to Josh Johnson, 39 years old, still
is he
39? He's 39, man.
That's crazy.
That is
crazy.
That guy is a fighter. He has just kept on playing at the NFL level.
What Sonny, I've seen the National Football League.
What did I say the other day about being likable? He's a likable guy.
Yeah, he's a likable guy. Clearly, people like him. He got another opportunity.
These coaches love him.
They had a pulse in this game.
Yeah, they did.
Dallas's offense did a lot, even though Dak Prescott got sacked six times, as you laid out there. Dak's going to play the last game of the season, by the way, and he's saying he's doing it for pride.
For pride! Cowboy pride! Shut up. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares!
Nobody gives a damn, Dak. Shut up, man.
I'm with you in that it's kind of pathetic that we're at the point now where a guy playing in the last game of the season is noble. Because we have normalized not playing in games regularly in sports.
Forget the fact that you make $60 million a year.
Yeah.
You're going to play for pride now. Shut up.
Yes.
Here we go.
Don't nobody want to hear that, man. Stop it.
I have a sense of urgency about getting that done.
Just come on. Stop it, Dak.
He could.
Stop it.
He could shut himself down. I mean, he does have that option, and he's not. Good. I just think it's lame that we have become accustomed to, the last game of the year doesn't matter.
That he does his job.
He doesn't have to play then. You know, it's just as the season gets longer and longer, you're going to run into more and more games that don't have a lot of stakes attached to them.
How long before the 18th game is added, you think?
It'll be soon.
I'm saying next couple years.
Whenever the next CBA is up, would imagine.
I think they got a few more years on that.
Because the Players Association has no power. What are they going to do?
No.
You know, and they're going to play a game.
They're not going to push back.
And Goodell wants to have an international game every single week, which I hate that, too. I think that's.
Yeah, I'm not big on every week doing that.
Okay, but. That's fine, but don't have the same team playing consecutive international games like the Minnesota.
Yeah,
Vikings
Minnesota
did.
Had to stay over there 2 weeks this season. Yeah,
make Jacksonville do that instead.
Yes, yes.
Well, they're going to put Jacksonville somewhere in Europe at some point.
It does seem like that would happen.
It's coming.
It does seem
it
like
is
that.
Coming.
Vikings 23, Lions 10, Detroit's out. Max Brosmer was 9 of 16 for 57 yards and sacked seven times.
How many yards per attempt?
You tell the people.
Or per completion, I believe.
Yards, yeah.
0.1.
Okay, that's not optimal.
But hey,
0.1. Hey, I guess it could be nothing. It could be zero, right? 0.1, and those highlights are on right now from the... But I guess when your team forces, what, 6 turnovers?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do much at quarterback.
To localize this, say the Texans beat the Chargers by 13 points on Saturday, but C.J. Stroud was averaging 0.1 yards per throw. Would Texans fans be happy?
They would lose
713-572-4610. I think they would be mad at the offense more than happy about the defensive performance again.
They would absolutely lose their you-know-what.
They will... losing it, Chris? I don't know if they'd
lose it. No, they would lose it.
I think they would just be continuously... Everyone's annoyed with the offense right now. I don't know if people are angry at the offense. I think people are annoyed. They won 7 in a row. And I think annoyed is fair.
No, but we got to realize how bad 0.1 yards per completion is.
But if you win by 13...
That's bad.
Stats are for losers. Final scores for winners. That's what Bill Belichick says.
The Vikings had 3 passing yards and won by 13. Just think about that. I wanted to say The Vikings had 3 passing yards team.
Yeah.
And 1 by 13.
Yeah.
Just think about that, folks.
1 by 13 points. What is going on here? What the hell is going on here in the NFL?
The Lions are no longer the Lions.
The Lion Cubs.
Okay, but did we already kind of expected this kind of year? I mean, you lost both of your coordinators in the offseason. That's really hard to recover from.
Yeah, I mean, stop going for fourth down all the damn time, too.
That, yeah.
I mean, because eventually you pass up on so many points.
Also, don't turn it over 6 times.
That, too. That doesn't help.
So 6 turnovers.
Jared Goff.
And getting stopped on fourth downs.
The Lions.
One of my best friends is a Jared Goff guy because he worked for Cal when Jared Goff was there. So, yeah, I like to give him crap about Jared Goff.
He's a Jared Goff stan.
Yeah, he knows him, though. So, like, Jared's his guy. So, I'm like, hey, I don't know about that dude, man.
Seems like he's a good dude, also. He's one of those quarterbacks where you're content with him, but you're always wandering with your eye. You're always looking. You're like, oh, you're that meme of that guy who's walking down the street with his lady. And his lady's mad at him, and he's like looking behind him. He's like, damn, son.
Speaking of that, I'll tell you something off air. Can't say it on air, but I'll tell you something.
You said it, by the way, Chris.
What?
The Lions had committed 6 turnovers. The Vikings had 3 passing yards.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Like, what is happening here?
Is it truly embarrassing?
What is going on?
Lost by the Lions.
Goodness gracious.
Very embarrassing.
They scored 23 points.
God. That's an embarrassing way to go out. Broncos 20, Chiefs 13. Could have been Travis Kelce's last game for the Chiefs. Kansas City had 95 yards in the first 58 minutes of the game. Good God. Chris Oladokun was better than Max Brosmer, but not as good as Josh Johnson, as we saw a third straight game.
With he was in the middle.
A third string quarterback. Yeah, he was the medium of those three. So, the Broncos almost lost. Shout out to the Chiefs for trying their best, but ultimately...
A for effort.
It's looking like the Broncos are going to end up having the one seed in the AFC playoffs. Other big games this weekend as we take a look at this NFL slate. You've got a game between the Jaguars and Colts, which we talked about a little bit earlier. And outside of that, Eagles-Bills is an interesting game at 3:25 on Sunday. Then Sunday Night Football, the Bears, red hot, cardiac Chicago Bears, taking on the San Francisco 49ers. So the later games on Sunday are where the fun's at. You've also got the Seahawks and the Panthers. Oh, that'll be interesting. Ooh. So there you go.
Well, the Panthers are in a fight for the NFC South.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't. Although they do end the season with Tampa Bay, playing Tampa Bay, but they really can't lose this week.
For sure.
They don't need to lose. So that's going to be a tough game for them, too.
The Bucs, I think, are kind of done. They're playing the Dolphins. You know, they've lost, I think it's 6 of 7 now. They're really playing poorly. And the Panthers, who I do not have a lot of faith in because I just look at Bryce Young and I think to myself, I'm taller than that man. Also, Dave Canales.
I'm taller than that man.
This is the wildest thing that any NFL head coach has ever done. And a little bit of hyperbole here, but imagine you're Dave Canales and you cheated on your wife and you wrote a book about cheating on your wife who you are still together with. That's the Dave Canales story.
I don't even know what to say about that.
It's a real story.
That's cold-blooded right there.
It's wild.
That is cold.
I'm going to monetize the pain I put my wife
through. Goodness
gracious. Yeah, I want the Panthers out. We do have some phone calls. It's 713-572-4610. That's how you call. That's how you text. We got Al on the South Side. What's up, Al?
What up, South Side?
Hey, what's up, guy?
What's happening?
Hello? You got?
Hey, what's up, Chris, man? Say, hey, y'all make a great point, man. Let me say this here about the San Diego, L.A. Chargers. I think we win the game. And like Chris said, you just win what's in front of you. And I was thinking about the quarterbacks that's left that's in the AFC. Mm-hmm. We already beat Josh Allen on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. C.J. Stroud and Trevor Lawrence, we beat them.
What?
All those other quarterbacks outside, if the Denver Broncos have to bye, we won't see them. I don't know how that second round will end up. But C.J. Stroud went out on a concussion.
Right.
But what I don't see people talking and really understanding about, I would say Josh Allen, Chris, quote me if I'm wrong, he's about the only one left in the AFC with actually playoff experience success. All those other guys, they haven't won or they haven't been. And I hang up and get your take. I think that's the part we got to up on them with.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Southside. Well, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is still in there, but no one expects the Steelers to do much.
I like what the Steelers are doing.
Yeah?
I mean, relative to expectations, they're playing better. And
Southside said quarterbacks remaining with playoff experience. Well, Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I know it was a long time ago.
It's been a hot minute.
You can't take it from him. He's a four-time MVP.
Right.
So he's one of those guys that's like, you know, if you come up against a Steelers team, now the thing with Aaron Rodgers, he can't do it consistently every week anymore.
Right.
That Aaron Rodgers magic. But if he has one of those games, he could be in trouble.
For sure.
He could be in trouble.
For sure. Yeah.
But he's one of them, though.
I feel good about the Texans' chances defensively against any quarterback in the league.
I do, too. And yeah. Defensively, yes.
If they make Justin Herbert struggle for every single yard on tomorrow, then I'm going to feel even better about it. 713-572-4610 to call to text. I'm Paul Gallant. He is Chris Partee. We're sitting in for John and Reggie in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Stick around.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Herbert looks it over, steps up to the line, steps back, leg down. Here's the snap. Herbert looking, firing left side, and intercepted. Murray across the 20, 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll, pick six. Is rocking.
One of four interceptions for the Houston Texans of Justin Herbert in last season's Texans playoff victory at NRG Stadium, 32-12. My big take for this game, Texans beat Justin Herbert. They're going to look about as quarterback proof as possible defensively. And it really is a matter of, is that offense going to continue to take steps forward? Going to be tough though. Without Trent Brown and with Ariante Ursery's status up in the air, we will see if he's able to go. At the very least, he was at practice yesterday. We do have a thought. 713-572-4610. Paul Gallant and Chris Partee sitting in for John and Reggie in the Loop Sports Radio 610. We've got Pedro. Pedro, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I appreciate you taking my call. So, like, it's, as far as the Texans, I was listening to your conversation earlier. I'm not worried so much about winning the AFC South. If we can get the defense players some rest so they can be fresh for the postseason, well, actually just get into the postseason, get our defense some rest, that way they can be ready to go, and get as many reps for CJ as possible. That way, hopefully, he comes in on a hot streak, and if he does that, then that's a game changer for us as Texans fans. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Pedro.
So I get what Pedro's saying here. You just want to make the playoffs? He's like, Chris.
Yeah, get in.
I want the AFC South.
Just get in.
One, it's my God-given right.
You want the AFC
South. God wills it!
Don't be selfish now, Paul.
No, I am.
Thank you, Colin.
I am. I'm sorry. I'm a cake-eater elitist, as some would call douche canoe. I want my AFC South. So that's one. Also, I mean, this defense, when it plays at home, when the crowd actually is there on time, and I think they'll be there on time for a playoff game, it's pretty damn tough to play there.
You think they'll be there on time?
I think they'll be there on time.
You hope.
Guys, I'm...
Yes.
Guys, you got to help me out here. I got a lot of respect for y'all. And I know the tailgates are great, but like, come on,
get into the building.
Let's get into the building on time. We know how you sounded at the Texans-Bills game. It was really impressive. We need it
to happen a little more.
For a playoff game, yeah, I think they'll get it.
I wish I was at that Bills Thursday night game. I mean, on TV, though, it sounded really, really good. Good and cool.
A roaring crowd.
And there were a lot of Bills fans there because Bills fans travel well. And the Texas Bills game the year before, that was also a wild environment. Walking through the parking lots
actually,
and all that.
Actually, I know why I wasn't in. So I'm Peyton Pendergast the next morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Colin doesn't know where he is right now. Colin's been working so hard this week. The most underappreciated.
Not just this week.
Who are you people?
We're right in front of you. We're at Sports Radio 610. Okay, buddy? Listen.
Okay.
I'll get you another coffee. Want me to make you a little chicken noodle soup? I'm kidding. You've been working your ass.
I'd take some chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle. Hey, nothing wrong with a little chicken noodle soup.
Campbell's.
Yeah, probably the best.
Close at home. Although that's, I think, the Stouffer's commercial. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. He's mixing up his brands now.
So I was curious, though. The last two games, yes. I wanted to ask y'all this early in the week, and I hope they don't. Maybe they won't experience this to go into L.A. this tomorrow. Uh-oh. It's tomorrow. It's not Sunday. It's tomorrow.
It's Saturday.
Do you think that they've been just a little complacent over these last two games because of the opponents?
I think that there's a chance they were against the Raiders. I don't think that they were against the Cardinals. The Raiders.
Now, the Cardinals, even though their record doesn't show it, they're a tough out.
They were talking up the Cardinals during the week, too. They were putting a lot of respect on Jacoby Brissett. And listen, Brissett has weirdly, at least going into that game, and I made fun of this on the podcast I do on this. I said, Jacoby Brissett's 8-1 against the Texans all time. But a lot of those games, he was the backup quarterback. But the Texans were putting a lot of respect on Brissett in that game. And Brissett actually played pretty well in that game, all things considered.
He usually does. Right. Play all right, at least.
The Cardinals just defensively were getting picked apart by the Texans.
They're bad.
But Sunday, yeah, I do think. In fact,
they played down to their competition, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Against the Raiders.
Let me rephrase it. My hope is that they played down to the competition because they didn't take him seriously. Yeah. Because if they didn't play down to the level of competition, if they were not as into a game as a Raiders team was, like, that makes a lot of sense. But if the Raiders are actually perhaps a little bit better, and if the Texans are maybe a little bit worse than we thought, okay, well, that would be something you don't want. So, yeah, I think that's what everyone's hoping, is that they were taking the Raiders as unseriously as possible. Yeah. And I would not blame them. Because they have been essentially just a zombie walking down the street.
They're not good,
right?
Not at all.
No, but they played well. So that's got to be the hope, to answer your question, Colin, is that these last, specifically this past game, that they maybe fell asleep a little bit at the wheel. I like that they always say the right things defensively. Hey, we expect more out of them, and I like that they're finally starting to say that about the offense. Where last year they were saying, yeah, everything's good, everything's fine. It drove me crazy.
Everything was not good. Everything was not fine.
Yeah, just don't gaslight me. Just say, hey, we could be better. That's all you need to tell me, instead of saying, like, it's good. Why are you asking about the good things?
Not could be, we need to be.
Yeah.
We need to be better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to hear. We need to be better.
Right.
I'm talking about the offense.
I want to hear that from everybody all the time. Like,
we need to be better.
Win 60-0. We need to be better.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to be better.
It could have been 75.
Right? Yeah. What the heck? Why didn't they score 60 points? That means there was a lot of field goals in the game. You know? Oh.
I don't need Kyemi Fairbairn's leg falling off before the postseason. I'll say that.
We don't want that.
No.
Nobody needs that.
Fairbairn, much better kicker indoors than he is outdoors.
I mean, he did. I mean, this, it wasn't snowy. I don't think it was that windy in KC, but he seemed pretty okay with the outside elements, you know, especially. I mean, it was cold as heck up there, of course, but, you know.
Well, I mean, just think about that. If they get a wild card, you know, eventually you may have to go somewhere cold.
Listen, I am a big believer that outdoor football should be a thing. I think
I love it.
I think the Texans should play in the outdoors when it's
I love
degrees.
Weather football, yeah.
I think use the elements to your advantage. I think that's one of the cool parts about football, is that the elements actually can have an effect on a game. I think that this direction that we are going towards, every single stadium being a dome, is soft. Soft.
We're getting further and further away from having actual weather games. Mm-hmm. We're getting so far away from that.
I think that I do think if you play indoors, you're soft, kind of by nature. and the Texans defensively are not, but I hate that they play in a dome. I just, by default, as someone who grew up in the Northeast, I think it's soft.
Well, pretty soon, 80% of the league is going to be soft.
I know.
Seriously.
I think the Chiefs are complete losers for
everybody
moving
that gets
to moving to Kansas, but for, like, oh, it's going to be indoors. Losers.
Yeah.
You'll never win another title.
I don't know if y'all saw this tweet, or there's a couple of other tweets, or I'm sorry, post. On X or Twitter, whatever it is. But all these new stadiums that are coming pretty soon around the league, like you mentioned, Chris, they all pretty much look the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you're losing uniqueness.
Yeah.
I like where the Texans are. Like, I mean, South Texas weather can get very unpredictable. As we've seen before. So
I found that out.
So the retractable roofs for NRG and Daikin Park down 59 from here, it's appropriate. But
no,
if it's nice outside, like, open it up.
Paul don't like it.
100 degrees, play in the heat. 100 degrees, play in the heat. Fans got to suffer with them. You know, just wear Hawaiian shirts.
Paul don't give a sunscreen. Damn.
No, that's not giving a damn.
You want your elements.
I just don't feel good about a team's chances come playoff time if they're playing indoors all the time. That's all.
Typical Northeastern.
Well, yeah, because, I don't know, the team I grew up watching played outdoors and won 6 Super Bowls. So is there a cause and effect? Not really. It's
Mr.
All about,
High and Mighty over
it's
here.
It's Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. But
correlation does not equal causation.
I always thought
Thank you, Colin.
If the Patriots were playing the Colts outside, the Colts, who were soft, playing in their warm little
in their
dome.
Little dome.
In their little dome they pump the noise into.
Well, yeah.
Their little snow globe.
Yeah, their little BS stadium. And they're BS City. They don't deserve a team. They stole it from Baltimore. And yeah, they play indoors, and I don't respect them.
They literally stole it in the middle of the night.
Yeah, they do. Oh, Carly G. Jersey's on the sideline. Okay, cool. You've lost 8 in a row.
Talk congrats. About a Grinch.
Yeah.
Middle of the night, man. Hey, that's still one of the coldest stories in sport history.
What was that?
The Baltimore going to Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's Bob, man. Jim Irsay's dad. Yeah, Jim Irsay, for all, you know, the stories about him, seems like he was actually a pretty good dude. His dad, a heartless villain. Like, kind of like stereotype, really? Archetype of, based off of moving a team in the middle of the night the way that they did, it's the kind of story that you see and you're like, oh, yeah, this is the bad, the ex-stripper owner of the Cleveland Indians in the movie Major League, you know? Like, that is cartoonish level villain right there.
Villainous.
Like a Bud Adams here in Houston, of course, or like a Howard Schultz with the Sonics.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I'll have to do some more research on that. I didn't know what? It was literally a midnight thing where they...
Oh, yeah, they left in the middle of the night.
Huh.
From Baltimore.
Because my very own weird factoid that I know is that apparently a plane crashed in the middle of the game, I think it was. When the Baltimore Colts were playing in Maryland, a plane literally apparently crashed into the stadium.
Oh, well, that's, you don't want that to happen.
No.
You do not.
So we're feeling pretty confident.
So if they were playing indoors, you're saying that wouldn't have happened?
Yeah, that's what I think.
See, there we go. You're just adding on my case.
Back to the dome, buddy. The dome.
Someone texted in, hey, guys, what about when it gets so cold that people attending the game have to get limbs removed from their body for frostbite? Why go through that?
Well, I forgot about that.
It's a conversation starter. Yeah, I'm that much of a fan. That's right. I'm a bigger fan than you, bro.
Ah, we're removing limbs now. Huh? All right.
If you're really that dedicated, remove one finger.
Why go through that when you can do something about it? But I guess that's soft, huh? LOL. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you don't want to lose a limb for your favorite sports team?
SAWFT, soft.
In addition to paying $200 for those playoff tickets, you're not willing to lose your pinky?
Man.
Oh, Ronnie Lott thinks you're a bitch. Like, what?
Ronnie Lott!
What are you doing out here, you know? I understand what you're saying, Texter. I do understand that. Yeah, it does get very cold. You
they don't want they are fond of their limbs. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Paul. Damn.
I mean, I don't
give
wanna,
a break.
I don't want to be a nub either. You know. I like my arms and legs. I don't want to be Lieutenant Dan. Not to diminish those who, you know, have lost a part or something like that.
No.
Watching their favorite team out in the elements, but watching your favorite team out in the elements, I feel like it adds a little bit of an advantage. If the Texans were playing in some of their monsoons that we have here in Houston, or some of the windy days that we have here in Houston, that NHL or whatever the hell, I think we should use the elements to our advantage, and we don't. The roof is never open.
Is SoFi Stadium retractable roof, or is it completely indoor?
That is a good question. That is a good question. Because I know it's a soft Los Angeles stadium.
Well, actually, now that I remember the Georgia TCU national championship game a few years ago, I remember this one video of TCU fans in their own little section. Apparently, it was raining outside, and rain was actually leaking through and like actually raining on them.
Yeah,
it could be.
No, they built character.
That's what I'm referring to.
That's tough. That's a tough fan.
If you're willing to sit through a hurricane to watch your favorite NFL team,
yeah, that's your real fan. That if you want to sit indoors, kind of soft. Just saying. Texas, let's next year open roof for the early games. Like play in the 100-degree heat. You'll win a game. You will win a game off of that.
You hope.
Yeah. No. Period. You'll win.
Goodness. Anyway. Not in this heat, man. I don't know about this. Not this heat.
In the Loop Sports Radio 6, that he's Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. We are sitting in for John and for Reggie. We got a Colin Neal sitting in for Figgy Fig behind the glass. Up next, what's popping on this Boxing Day 2025? We'll get you through some of the things that are going on in the wacky world that we live in. Maybe more dome talk next. Stick around.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
No John, no Reggie. It's Paul Gallant and Chris Partee on Sports Radio 610. We've got Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig behind the glass. We hope you had a great Christmas. We hope that you are enjoying your holiday season. Whoop-de-doo, hickory dock. Don't forget to take down your sock. Some people take down the Christmas decorations starting today. I am leaving mine up until March.
I was going to ask. Are you seriously going to leave it up till March?
Yeah, why not?
Really?
Get ready for next year.
Why not?
What's the HOA gonna He's already prepared.
Yeah, listen, I'm a big procrastinator. I might just leave it up all year. Damn. I'm the Christmas guy. Unless the HOA finds me at my condo, I ain't moving.
Does your condo have an HOA?
It does. Yeah, we got an HOA. They keep on trying to make me president of it because I come to one meeting a year and I come up with obvious ideas that the people that are on the HOA should.
Oh, they want to put you on the board, huh?
No, I don't want any of this.
Why not?
You don't want control?
No. There's scandal that goes on in this HOA. Like, they're like $80,000 got lost once or something.
Oh, wow. That kind of scandal.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't want no part of this. I don't want none.
$80,000 went missing?
That's
crazy.
The previous leadership. Yeah, I hear all this gossip. I'm like, yeah, I don't want a part of this.
Yeah, you probably don't want to get involved.
I'd become corrupt. I would take the
in those shenanigans.
Next time around, I'm going to be the one skimming off the top. I can't help myself.
In all actuality, though, it is smart not to get involved in the HOA.
Definitely not.
Don't do it.
What's popping? So last night, if you didn't watch it, the Rockets beat the hell out of the Los Angeles Lakers. We talked about it from the Rockets' perspective. Was it a wake-up call? That's what Amen Thompson said. Are they going to need to trade for a point guard? Talk about that a little bit later because Chris has an idea about someone that they maybe should go after. But let's take a look at what the Lakers did in this game, specifically because JJ Redick, head coach of the Lakers, seems to hate his team. This is part one of two of JJ Redick after yesterday's Rockets beatdown of the Lakers going all in on his team.
Guys will say they want to win. The care factor to me is like, do I care enough to actually do what I'm supposed to do? And just do it consistently. And that's really what the championship habits are, and that's what we don't have right now.
It's follow up on that. If you're saying, you said earlier, it's the same guys not executing, does that just come down to if you don't do it now, your rotation spot?
We've given everybody a chance.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. So that's how the press conference wrapped up.
We've given everybody a chance.
Are some guys going to stop getting chances? I guess that's what we will see in the coming days and weeks for the Los Angeles Lakers. Here's more JJ Redick yelling, essentially, through the liberal media at his team.
been a good basketball team. When we haven't, we're a terrible basketball team. And tonight we were a terrible basketball team. And that started legitimately right away. We don't care enough to like do the things that are necessary. We don't care enough to be a professional. It's, you know, we had it. It can change like that. We don't have it right now. What I said the other night, it's a matter of making the choice. And too often we have guys that don't want to make that choice. And it's pretty consistent who those guys are. And so Saturday's practice, I told the guys, it's going to be uncomfortable. The meeting is going to be uncomfortable. I'm not doing another 53 games like this.
What kind of a threat is that, though? I mean, you are the coach contractually of the Lakers. You're gonna quit in the middle of the year? That'll show your players who are not showing up every single day, J.J. Redick. I, by nature, when I hear the Lakers complaining and crying, it brings warmth to my cold, three sizes too small heart. At the same time, you hear this from J.J. Redick, Chris. What are your thoughts on this? Is it okay to do a drive-by on your team through a press conference?
Personally, I don't have a problem with it, because sometimes you need to wake guys up. And I can think of at least one player that I think he's probably talking to. Now, it's multiple players that he's talking to, but I think that excludes LeBron for the most part, because LeBron's his buddy.
LeBron James.
Thank you. LeBron is his buddy. That's his boy right there. And Luka. I mean, without Luka, they don't have 19 wins right now. I mean, he's missed some games, though, with injury, right?
Yeah.
As well. But, I mean, you know, for the most part, they're not in any conversation for any playoffs, whatever it is, without Luka. Because LeBron's not that guy anymore. He can't just carry the team. But I do think one of the guys he's talking about is probably DeAndre Ayton.
We've heard this about DeAndre Ayton, yes, in previous stops as well.
Yes. I mean, and that's one of the things I'm getting at there, is this is not the first time that his, I don't want to say heart, but his not ability, what's the word I'm looking for here, Paul? His
compete level.
His competition.
His care.
His commitment to the team has been questioned. It's not the first time. Now, I'm not saying it's just him. I think it's a lot of the young guys, too, younger guys as well, that he's just calling out a lot of these guys.
Right.
But I do think, I would say, if I had to guess one guy, DeAndre Ayton would be one of them that he's talking directly to.
You're probably right. It's probably
just
him.
Just my guess from the outside looking in. And I don't think he's wrong for it, honestly.
I wonder if it's going to work. To what you said a little bit ago, J.J. Redick being boys with LeBron and probably having this job because they did a podcast together, and they think that while drinking wine and talking basketball that they're on a wavelength that others on their team can't understand. Okay, yeah. Maybe they're right on that front. But I'm looking at J.J. Redick, and I'm listening to J.J. Redick, and I don't know, man. I'm getting a little bit tired of it. He called
already?
Out a player earlier in the week for not knowing a basketball term that, I'll be perfectly honest, I do not understand.
Well, we had a guy the other day who hasn't played a lot who didn't know what a flood was in the middle of a game. So we're clearly, you know, when we're not healthy and we haven't been healthy, we clearly have some room to grow in that area.
See, I'd like him to explain what a flood is, but then he'd probably say, well, listen to my podcast. He'd pull a Patrick Beverley. Like, are you subscribed to my podcast?
Listen to my podcast.
Or Draymond Green. I think he's done the same thing there. And I'll just be, just to double down on this, terminology guy, the worst guy when you're talking sports with somebody who's going to bring up like, oh, yeah, well, look at the 12 personnel, the 11 personnel. Shut up. Please explain it. For you're doing a show where you're trying to explain to the most possible people you can, and you're using these big terms out here all of a sudden, like trying to flex like you know all these things about sports. F off.
I'll give J.J.
No, J.J. Redick does actually.
I'll give him credit. I'm not a big J.J. Redick guy. I don't think he should have this job for what, but he does know basketball. Now, just because you know it doesn't mean you should just come right in and be the head coach of the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, him and LeBron, they're like that. So they're, you know, they're buddies. So I get that. But terminology also can vary. Even within a sport, depending on, you got a lot of young guys coming in. So depending on where they went to school, what region of the country, what level they play, terminology can vary. Mm-hmm. So just because they haven't heard of a flood obviously, I guarantee you there's another name for it.
Probably.
There's another name for it. Okay?
When I took my driver's test in Florida, I was instructed at one point to make a K-turn. I had no idea what the hell that was.
What the hell is that?
So I tried to make a K. Apparently, it's a three-point turn. That's what they call it in Florida.
Exactly. Hey, man, it is Florida, though. No offense, but Florida's kind of weird, man.
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of out there.
How does it look like? Okay, I see why they call would call it an A, but man,
I had never heard of that before in my life. I was like, what?
That's a great example.
Yeah,
terminology can vary by region, even.
Yep,
it really can.
And the way that JJ's talking about it, there, okay, maybe he actually is justified in being frustrated with whatever
he might
player
be.
This is.
But maybe
I don't know. It's getting old for me with JJ Redick.
Now, I don't think that player was DeAndre Ayton. I think that was one of the young guys, like the really young guys
for sure.
But who knows?
But the thing is, though, weren't there the same issues when Ham was there?
Yep.
Like
Darvin Ham, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying there's a common denominator or two, just saying.
Are you blaming LeBron?
No, I would not. I would not blame our great, glorious king, GOAT.
Our king and savior.
I am, actually.
I knew you were. Paul has a smile on his face over here.
Listen, I'm LeBron. He's a coach on the court, you know, and he's got a head coach in JJ Redick, and the Lakers really functional team right now. Interesting. What's popping continues. Nikola Jokic had 56 points last night. Best in the game? Yes, that's the answer.
Nikola Jokic, best player in the game. I mean, it's hard to.
The numbers
it's hard to go against.
Are insane, and we're just watching him against the Rockets. Those games that we saw against the Rockets last week. Good God, the guy's incredible. Incredible player.
Yeah. I mean, he does. I mean, other than play defense at the highest level, he does everything.
Yep. Everything. Everything.
He literally does do. And pretty soon here, he's going to be the triple double king.
I think so.
Not this season, but. Eventually, he's, you know, next season, whatever. He's not that far back.
What's popping continues. Other Lakers, other than the Lakers and other than the Nuggets in the NBA last night and the Rockets win that they had, the Spurs are 3-0 against the Thunder this year.
Yeah, I told you the other day.
3-0.
They are the bugaboo.
Mm-hmm.
For OKC.
3-0. And on top of that, I mean, I think I saw a guy in the Thunder asked about the struggles against the Spurs. And his answer was, I've played in the finals.
Who said that?
I'll have to find this out. It just popped up on my ex a little bit ago.
Okay.
He was very cocky.
Was that before the game?
I think this was after the game.
Come on, dog. Okay. Come on. Like, can we stop that? The whole, I'm so sure of myself after the game. After a team has already beat you three times and we're not even out of the first part of the calendar season. You know what I mean? We're not even 2026 yet. They've beaten you three times already.
I've played in the finals, brother. There probably won't be another stage as big as that.
Who said that? Does it say?
Spurs Nation SA says Corny Dub. And I'll be honest, I don't know off the top of my head. Who Corny Dub is. Is that Jalen Williams? I don't know.
It could be.
Yeah.
Could be Jalen Williams.
They call him Corny. What's popping continues.
What's popping? Are you popping?
We're all popping a little bit.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I'm totally popping right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
My joints are popping. So.
Yeah, that's how I feel every morning.
That's how it goes.
Sorry about that, mate.
You get to a certain point, and that's how it feels. That's how it feels. The Pittsburgh Pirates, remember we talked about them earlier this week where they signed a player to a multi-year deal? Well, the homeless A's spent money as well.
Oh, did they?
The A's signed Tyler Soderstrom to a 7-year, $86 million deal. All of a sudden, the cheap organizations in baseball are spending money on
a little moolah.
Right. This is the A's have been giving out contracts the last couple of years. They gave one to Luis Severino last year as well. So teams are spending money. Why aren't the Astros spending money? Oh, it's because they're over the luxury tax threshold. That's why, everybody. Now you know the rest of the story.
We got to make some trades.
Yes, and I think it's going to involve moving on from one of their key players. Someone won the lottery, $1.7 billion.
The Powerball?
Mm-hmm, continuing what's popping. Somebody won the lottery, $1.7 billion in Arkansas, one of the states where you do not have to be made public, get outed as the person who wins the lottery.
See, I like that.
I can't believe there are states where you are required. California is one of them.
Yeah, it is.
It is by law required that your identity is revealed.
course.
I would not want that.
In California, I grew up there, is one of those states where you're most likely to be robbed. Yeah. So, trust me, I would not want anyone to know that I just won one. Was it? It was just one person? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I would not want anyone knowing I just won $1 billion.
Delaware, Maryland, no way. South Carolina, and Texas, for large prizes, allow winners to remain fully or partially anonymous. Arkansas, also one of those states. $1.7 billion.
No. Damn.
But obviously there's taxes and all that stuff, and the cash value is probably a little bit less. But yeah, impressive. Shout out to that person.
And you said, what state was it? Alabama?
Arkansas.
Arkansas, sorry.
Do you want it all up front or in installments?
Up front.
Really?
Up front.
Okay.
Yeah, what if I die?
Yeah.
What if all of a sudden, no.
Do I not get any of the money?
Do I not get the rest of it?
No, I want it up front, but then I'm going to a financial advisor. I'm going to set it up to where I don't have it all just at one time.
Oh, look at Chris being responsible over here.
Yeah. Like, what am I supposed to do?
I'm gonna go to Vegas and put it all on red.
See, there you go.
Red 40.
Here we go.
I want more.
He wants to lose everything.
Yeah. Red 40.
I want to self-sabotage, okay?
Imagine winning that much money and then being broke over a weekend, after a weekend. That's crazy.
All the stories that I see about winning the lottery, there's
most of them
you'll probably blow it all right away.
Most of them end up broke. A lot of them end up broke very soon.
That's a bummer.
That's what I've heard. I don't know if it's true, but I heard that.
They're probably just saying that.
To tear you.
Yeah.
They're just trying to scare you.
Won't be me when I win the lottery.
Won't be me.
All right. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. That is what's popping on a Friday, Football Friday. 2 hours left with Chris Partee and Paul Gallant. Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig behind the glass. You want to chime in, 713-572-4610 is how you call. It's how you text. Texans Chargers tomorrow. One of the biggest games of the season for the Houston Texans. Can they prove this in tomorrow's game? What's this? You'll find out on the flip side. It's the Paul Gallant and Chris Partee Experience in the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.